Is there anything else that you wish to say to the chair and the panel about safeguarding measures in place at either institution?
I think it's been nearly 35 years getting to this point, and I never wanted to speak of these things again. I thought the police investigation was closure. I think abuse by anybody is devastating and damaging, but those that lie, deny, put a convenient spin on it, just shatter what's left of your life. And I still don't have closure. Well, that goes on, I think, seeing Abbott Aden's description of my abuse a few weeks ago, where he described in one sentence F80's extramural sexual activities. That's his mind, and that's how he saw my abuse a few weeks ago. When he saw I was here today, he submitted a 10-page extra statement justifying himself and trying to discredit my evidence. I think what's not working is that the church is continuing to be judge and jury. The abbot, has admitted himself he tried to work out, was I a scorned lover, to quote him. If he had passed this to the right people, I wouldn't have been the judge and jury. I shouldn't have to have Father Pat pave the way and say, I'm not a nutter. Maybe some people are nutters, and maybe for good reason. Maybe what these men do to victims ends life in some cases and ruins life in other cases. And I don't believe that safeguarding is working in a church where they are left to do it themselves. I believe that safeguarding should be mandatory. I believe that those who cover up abuse and put a convenient spin on it should be accountable. It has really hurt that I have had to listen to the Old Boy Network trash what I've been through. I've had to read letters of outrage. I've had to be in a room where outrage is expressed, not for the victims, but for the monks. There's a lot of anger out there about what has happened to these communities. There's a lot of anger to the victims. There's a lot of anger to people like the safeguarding professionals and the police. These old boys and parents of children in the school should be grateful to these people. It is the police and the safeguarding that have made these children safer, not the men who are running these schools. And I believe that you need third parties overseeing this, and that safeguarding should be mandatory.